Happy birthday today to Frank Wright III. That's his real name. Trey Cool is the stage name of the drummer for Green Day, a band he's been with since 1990. It's like 30 years. Green Day has sold more than 75 million records worldwide. And Trey Cool's been their drummer for almost 30 years now. Frank Wright, with a birthday today, 47 years old today for Trey Cool. Frank Wright, the drummer for Green Day. It's a song called Walking Contradiction, which I like quite a bit. That's probably because the whole melody is stolen from a great song from the Kinks called Do It Again, which was released in 1985 or so. And Walking Contradiction is just a sped-up version of the melody and chords to Do It Again from the Kinks. So, you know, great bands beg, borrow, and steal sometimes, and that's the case right there. Trey Cool, drummer for Green Day, 47 years old today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us. Impeachment continues. Week 12. Intelligence and Judiciary Committee staffers will brief the Judiciary Committee today about the report released by Democratic lawmakers last week. After learning more, judiciary members must then decide whether to pursue other accusations. Rank-and-file lawmakers in the House saying that the committee could begin drafting articles of impeachment sometime this week to meet an informal deadline to have a House vote later on this month for impeachment. That could prove problematic for Senate candidates running for president. More on that in just a moment. But audio first. Chuck Todd had Jerry Nadler on, Congressman Nadler, on this weekend. First question from Chuck Todd was, hey, where are we? What's going on? What's happening this week? Jerry Nadler, cut two here.
Well, this week is going to start with tomorrow. Monday, we're going to have the report from the Intelligence Committee, examination of their people by both sides. And after that, we'll have decisions to make about drafting articles and where it goes.
Explain how that decision process works. Is this going to be in a committee hearing that we'll all watch? Or are you going to make these decisions behind closed doors to say, okay, we've decided to do abuse of power here, bribery there, and, you know,
There'll be a lot of consultations, I assume, between members of the committee, with the House leadership, with members of the House, and we'll have to make those decisions. So we'll bring articles of impeachment presumably before the committee at some point later in the week.
Have you have an idea of how many articles you think we're going to draw, but you're not ready yet?
I'm not
to be hesitant.
I'm not ready to decide that, and it's not just my decision, obviously.
Is this the speaker? You may come up with recommendations, and she ultimately says, do this, not that.
Well, she'll have a role, as may other members of the caucus, but the decisions have to be made based on everything we've learned until now and based on what we hear tomorrow. But remember, some of these things are very clear at this point. There is overwhelming evidence, uncontested by the Republicans, that the president put himself above the country, that the president sought foreign assistance in elections, sought to cover it up, completely defied participation in the congressional investigation in order to hide his role, that he sought foreign assistance for the next election.
All right, there's Jerry Nadler, Chuck Todd on Meet the Press this past weekend. Wanted you to hear from Nadler himself, where things are going this week, what you could expect. I want to go to the very, very, very end of that interview for a very quick Q&A. This is about 18 seconds. Listen to, if it's Sunday, it's Chuck Todd asking silly questions on Meet the Press. Chuck Todd, Jerry Nadler, the very last question of the interview. Cut one.
Let me ask you this. If he's acquitted, do you believe we'll have a fair election in 2020?
I don't know. The president, based on his past performance, will do everything he can to make it not a fair election. And that is part of what gives us the urgency to proceed with this impeachment.
You know why he doesn't know? It's because he doesn't know the result yet. If Donald Trump wins again, clearly it's an unfair election. If the Democratic candidate, whomever it might be, Biden, Warren, Sanders, wins, then clearly it was a fair election. That's the way that Jerry Nadler will determine whether or not there's a fair election in 2020. Back to impeachment very quickly. The New York Post with a story. 2020 candidates in the Senate who skip impeachment trial could face arrest. The timing of this impeachment hearing in the Senate, or the impeachment in the trial in the Senate, couldn't be worse for many of the party's leading lights, who could be compelled to come off the campaign trail to sit for weeks just before voting begins. A former Senate parliamentarian telling the New York Post, "The Senate collectively has the power to compel the attendance of absent senators. The Senate collectively acts by its majority. Mitch McConnell is the majority leader, so he has the ability. If push comes to shove, compelling means arresting. It could even mean sending the chamber's sergeant at arms to Iowa to collect truant senators if need be." Boy, that would be something. Democratic senators might ordinarily relish their constitutional obligation to sit in judgment over Trump, but the trial couldn't come at a worse time for the 2020 primary calendar. Iowa caucuses February 3rd, the primary 8 days later, South Carolina and Nevada before the month is out, and Senate candidates might have to actually sit through an impeachment trial. Oh, woe is them. This is the Steve Gruber Show. We're way early. I thought we were early. Leave it up. That's fine. Both Alex and I with a Monday morning misstep. More from this New York Post story. This is Antonio Ferrer, a former McConnell spokesman, also told the Post that if the Senate trial happens in January, then that will necessarily take many of these Democrats running for president off the campaign trail to act as jurors. And how would you like to be a candidate for president? Arguing, no, I should stay on the campaign trail because impeachment's not important enough for me to go back to D.C. I need to be in Iowa or South Carolina. It's a no-win situation. Now, for real, it's the Steve Gruber Show.